Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff M. back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. And tonight it's game five in a six-game series, the Sounds against Omaha. And we're joined by reliever Ryan Middendorf after your first AAA save last night. Ryan, congrats on that and a terrific start to the season for you in this bullpen. How would you describe what you guys have tried to think about and focus on as a group? Because the results so far have been tremendous.
Yeah, it's been impressive what everybody's been able to do. I think we're doing a great job of picking each other up when we're leaving guys out there on base and stuff, and just getting out of innings, getting out of jams whenever our number's called. And everybody's really done a really good job of getting prepared, staying prepared, and being ready for any situation. I think that's the biggest key for sure.
Now, you were warming up before Brewer hit the home run in the bottom of the eighth inning last night, so I would imagine not much changed for you in the way you were going to approach the outing, but you did get a save next to your name, which has got to be a pretty good feeling.
Right, for sure. I mean, not a big deal or anything, but anytime you can rack up a stat or anything for relief pitchers, it's cool. But, big home run by Brewer, led off the inning with it, so I had some time to think about the save situation the entire time. But, the approach stayed the same and just wanted to attack guys.
For you individually at the start of this season, we saw you briefly last year. You were otherwise at Biloxi. You're starting here to open the year. You're off to a good start. What have, in your mind, have been some keys mentally and physically for you to get the results so far?
Yeah, I put in a lot of work this offseason and really focused on just gaining weight. And I think that's really a big thing that's led to a decent velo jump and stuff, and just really worked on my mobility, just trying to get more flexible and stuff and stay healthier throughout the entire season and stuff. And then just really putting my faith in God and trusting that he'll lead me on the right path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that velo jump is a few miles per hour. You hit 96 at one point last night. Obviously, there's a lot of good that comes with an increase like that. What else comes with it that you still have to be mindful of and not get out of your, ahead of your skis?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some times you start seeing those numbers go up there and everything, and it's really cool. But, yeah, you got to stay within yourself at times and not just let everything eat. And so you still got to hit your spots and execute and stuff. So you got to stay locked in. You can't just go out there and let it eat every time. So
the slower curveball then that you drop on guys and surprise them with, it's fun when that happens, and it's happened a few times this year. You've also doubled up on it a couple of times. Describe what your repertoire can do with where your fastball's at and then your secondary pitches.
I think definitely just the velo jump with the fastball really helps everything else play off of it really well. And I also really took a lot of time this offseason to develop the cutter a little more, and that's really been a huge weapon this year to help me get lefties out. And then I feel like the big curveball plays off of it even better, just not expecting the bigger break and slower break. So it's really all tied together pretty well.
Rob Zastrzyzny was talking about his cutter and feeling like velocity wise it's just that perfect middle of the road between the fastball and the curve. What about for you?
Exactly, I think he's spot on with that. It's just switching up speeds is the biggest thing against hitters and executing your pitches. And I think just keeping them off balance as much as possible is huge, obviously.
I remember in the Memphis series against Luke and Baker, you went back-to-back curveballs. Yeah. Is the hitter's reaction to the first one what's going to play the biggest role in whether you double up on it?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if I get a take on it or something, or they're swinging on it on the outside corner, I might try to go a little further out, see if I'll get a chase. I think I ended up throwing it up to the top of the zone against him, which is kind of a scary thing with a big guy like that, but it worked out. I think I got a pop out. So
your path is impressive to where you've gotten so far, and there are some other guys on this bullpen that you're with that have played independent ball, and now you're a step away from the big leagues. I don't know how often you kind of zoom out and think about the journey that you've been on, but how would you describe it so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an incredible journey. The amount of people I met, especially in 22 when I got signed and stuff, and going through the system and everything, it was a great time, great experience just getting to know everybody and stuff. But I think my approach kind of changed from last year to this year, where I was still kind of in that mode where I was happy to be here and stuff, where this year I really just kind of locked in and like just want to be in it more, you know? So I think that's really helped me take a jump this year for sure.
If I said people don't often realize independent baseball involves blank, how would you fill in some of those blanks?
Oof, that's a good question. That's a loaded question. I would just say it's a bunch of guys who love the game, honestly. A lot of grinders and stuff. You talk about Darryl Thompson, who played in it for about 7 years or so. I ended up getting to play with him in Schaumburg the last year and change that I was in it. So just guys like that and seeing their stories and how much work they put in and stuff over the years, it's awesome.
I remember he told me last year, people don't realize how perfect you feel like you have to be in independent ball to get noticed by the affiliates.
Yeah, true. I mean, that's definitely true. Some guys definitely probably put some pressure on themselves and stuff. But I think for me and probably Daryl too, is just sticking to the process and trusting that you're good enough and you'll get that opportunity. And then once you get it, run with it as far as you can.
Obviously, late in the game in the bullpen, you guys are locked in, getting ready for whomever's going to go in. But if it's early in the game, how much are you solving the world's problems down there? I know bullpen conversations can evolve, and you guys have quite a melting pot group down there.
Yeah, we got a great mix of some veterans and younger guys and newer guys and stuff. But I think the vets have really done a great job of tying everybody together, keeping it loose, obviously, down there and stuff. So we have a good time. We have a good time for sure.
Appreciate it. Congrats last night. Keep it going.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Sounds reliever Ryan Middendorf. This has been Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.